is our pastor.
Word that will bring us to a place of comfort and belief, charge our faith, challenge our dedication. Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus that you look on every soul, every heart, and every mind, whatever they need in this place today. We trust that you'll give it. We know that it is in the house. Father, we pray, God, for you to give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which it shall write upon the word of faith that brings healing, deliverance, power, and peace, and even prosperity to the believer that trusts in you. Father, and I join in with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, and chant and declare one to another that you're holy. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. And we thank you for filling us with your spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I guess we will use for a thought, a title, a tag to this message, doing your reasonable service. Amen. Reasonable service.
Lord or not, he tries to distract you while you try to present yourself to God, while you're trying to give your all to God. He's trying to distract you to keep you from giving your all. He wants you to quit because you say, ain't nobody listening. He wants you to stop because you said, ain't nobody appreciate me. He wants you to, ain't nobody got to appreciate you as long as God does. He wants you to throw in the towel because I had one event after the next event after the next event. And he wants you to focus on these things that are happening in your life while you sitting there thinking and crying about every time I turn around, something always happening. What about every time you turn around, God blesses you? What about if it hadn't been for the Lord, you wouldn't have made it through the first thing? And the second thing, why are you complaining about going through five things in 1 month? What about God keeping you the whole month preaching here? What about waking you up that morning? What about starting you on your way, giving you the use of your faculties and your limbs? What about that? What about it? He says, transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your thinking is the way it was 20 years ago, shame on you. If you still up to them old tactics, the Bible said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of what? Where are the strongholds? It's in your mind. It's in your mind. And you know, some people crazy and they don't think nobody know it. Because in their mind, they think they're fooling people. Y'all hear me? Okay, I probably shouldn't have said it like that. But you the only one that think you're getting away with something. And God done exposed to people who got the Holy Ghost, no. And you think you can still fool them. And the Holy Ghost just alarms, just going off, letting you know that you know. I'm glad y'all laughing. Because somebody going to be mad when they leave. You heard what he said? He said they crazy. You say it too. You just don't say it up here. But the devil will use your crazy mind. See, we got a good mind. We got a crazy mind. But you need to put your crazy mind to death so he can't use your crazy mind to keep you from becoming Christ-like. Becoming Christ-like. That is our goal. That's our goal, right? So he says, renewing of your mind that you may prove. Look at this here, and I'm almost done. That you may prove. The word prove here, it means to recognize. How can you, if your mind ain't right, you can't recognize what God is doing. You can't appreciate the things of God if your mind is not right. Y'all hear me? Y'all might not get no hollering today because y'all might, I ain't going to. Amen. This is good enough for me. He says that you may prove, that you may recognize what is that good. Now, look at this. If your mind ain't right, you can't recognize the will of God. Why? Because in your mind, you don't know what choices to make. In your mind, you're indecisive. In your mind, you're worried. In your mind, you're doubtful. Some people say hopeful, but they're really doubtful. Because if you have faith, you won't have to doubt. Because you know his will. But how can you know his will if you're not close to him? See, this whole thing goes together. It brings you to fellowship, to come near God, so I know his will for me, that his intention is not to hurt me. His intention is to bless me and to keep me. His will, look at this. He said that you may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If there's a good, acceptable, and perfect will, that means that maybe something that's not that's outside of his will that we can get ourselves into. If there's a good and acceptable and perfect will, there must be something that's opposite of that. Amen. And so if he says that you may know that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, we got to know it because our mind has to get right. Our mind has to be renewed. How do I renew it? The Bible said that we need to gird up the loins of our mind. We need to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ. What mind? The mind to serve God. The mind to say what Jesus said in the garden. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. The mind to know that whatever I'm being sacrificed and whatever I'm about to go through, that this is not the end because I trust you, God, that you're going to bring me out. Come on and say amen. When Jesus went to the garden, he already knew. He told them in John chapter 14, he said, I'm going away. He said, but when I go away, I'm preparing a place for you. I'm doing this all for you. Come on and say amen. He said, but when I go, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to give you a comforter, and he's going to be able to comfort you and teach you and tell you all things that are going to be true. Come on and say hallelujah. And right now, he is with you, but he's going to be what? In you. Come on and say amen. Y'all ought to know this by now. And so when Jesus said that, he already knew that I was born to die. I knew that I was born to die, but more importantly, he was born not only to die, but to resurrect. Preach in this house. We got to understand that God says that he's going to allow us to go through some things. And I don't know how many crucifixions you might go through in your life. You may be crucified in your. The fun thing about a crucifixion is that you don't have to do it yourself. Oh, I wish I had somebody in the house. In other words, I can't crucify myself because I won't put myself through that much pain. So God allowed Judas to do it. He allowed Pilate to do it. He allowed whoever, the Sanhedrin. He allowed other people to hurt you. Oh, come on and say amen. And not only to hurt you, but he tests you to see if you're going to love them anyway. He allow other people, because you're not going to hurt yourself, he allow other people to crucify you, but they don't understand. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know who they're crucifying. They don't know who they're coming against. They don't know who they lied on. They don't know who they're talking about. I wish I had somebody in the house. They don't understand who you are. And if they understood, they wouldn't do it. But since they don't, let them do it, because God said when you come out, you're coming out glorified. When you come out different. When you come out, look, whatever you can. Jesus in his death destroyed and got victory over everything, including hell, death, and the grave. And so when he came out, no longer did hell, death, or the grave have any power over him or anybody like him that believed in him. And so all I'm trying to tell you is that when God sets you up on a crucifixion, oh, come on and say amen, all he's trying to do is give you victory over whatever enemy in your way. And when you overcome that enemy, you don't have to succumb to him ever again. You don't have to worry about it ever again. You don't have to deal with it ever again, because guess what? God has given you victory through your resurrection. I wish I had some people in the house that said, I feel like I'm resurrected. I've been buried under the grave for 3 days and 3 nights. I've been through some stuff you just don't understand. I had some situation arise in my life that seemed like it was going to take me out. Seemed like I was just ready to throw in the towel. But thanks be to God that he allowed me to resurrect from this mess. He allowed me to get up. And all I'm trying to tell you is that the will of God is not going to destroy you. The will of God is going to make you better. The will of God is going to make you stronger. The will of God will make you wiser. Do I have any witnesses in the house? He said that we need to have wisdom of mind, and we need to be transformed so that we may know the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. I want to know what God's will is for me. I don't want to be in the permissive will. In other words, words, things are permitted to happen to me so that I can get back into the perfect will, preaching this house. And so what I need is the perfect will. And look, when we understand the perfect will, you understand that the perfect will is not always going to look perfect from our point of view. But God determines his perfect will by what he determined at the beginning. The Bible said he declares the end from the beginning. In other words, God already knows where you are. God already knows what it's going to take to get you out. God already put a healing word somewhere for you to receive. I wish I had some people in the house. I don't care how sick you get, God can heal you. I don't care how old you are, God can renew your youth like the eagles. Preach. I don't care what it is that you might go through. I'm telling you that God has a word of deliverance for you. You're never too, come on and say amen. You're never too far gone that God can't pick you up. You're never too low that he can't reach way down and lift you up out of the muck and miry clay. David said, he lifted me out of the miry clay and placed my feet on a rock. I don't care how dark your life get. The Bible said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? When the enemies came in, I don't care how many enemies you got. He said, they can come and encompass us all around about me. He come on and say, man, they stumble and fail. The war rises against me. I won't have to fear because I have the Lord on my side. Do I have anybody? It's our reasonable service to praise and worship God. Oh, come on and shout glory in here. Anybody know the will of God for your life? Well, get that other stuff out of your mind. Quit saying that I ain't gonna make it. Quit saying that every time I try, it seemed like the enemy pulled me down. He already got you when you keep saying that out of your mouth. Do you know that you can have what you say? And since you keep saying that you can't have it, then don't expect to get it. Tell somebody. Say, neighbor, if you keep saying what you're saying, don't expect nothing from God. But I came to tell you today, you need to turn your positive words into a positive confession. Let the world know. I know you don't believe in me because of where I came from. I know you don't believe in me because of what I used to do. But I hope you believe in God because he resides on the inside. And since I believe in God, I know no weapon formed will be able to prosper. I know every down that I had, that God would lift me up. Do I have any witnesses? Every time I drop my head, he's been the lifter of my head. Do I have any witnesses? When I look to the hills, for whence cometh my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Anybody recognize the will? I need to recognize what God's will is for me. And when you start recognizing, let me get you in on a secret. When you start recognizing God's will for you, you start leaving certain people alone. Better yet, they'll leave you alone. Preaching this house because you're going a different direction, because you got a different plan, because you got different things on the agenda for your life. Somebody shout glory. So don't get mad when they ain't calling you no more. Somebody say glory. Don't you get mad when they talk about you. All that is some publicity for what God is about to do. Because when they talk about you and they put your name out there, don't you worry, because the Bible lets us know if they did it in the green tree, they're going to do it in the dry one. If the servant is not greater than the master. Do you know they talked about Jesus? They didn't say all good things. They called him Beelzebub, meaning he casted out devils by the devil. They didn't understand who he was, but they publicized it. So when he came out, that he rose from the dead, they knew who he was talking to. They knew who he was talking about. That you're talking about the same Jesus. I thought you said he was a devil. Can't nobody rise from the dead and be a devil at the same time? Oh, come on and say amen. So when they talk about you, when they talk to those same people, the same people will come back to them and say, I thought you said they wasn't no good. But how is it that God is blessing our preacher this side over here? How is it that God is healing them? I thought you said that they were devilish, but how is it that God blessed their house and their children preaching this house? I thought you said they wasn't gonna make it. I thought you said they wouldn't be here today. But I'm so glad to say that I'm on my way. Anybody in here know that he'll make it way? He'll make a way for you where there seem to be no way. Somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. And all he asks us to do is serve him. All he asks us to do is press our way. Anybody here pressing? But let me tell you something. I was about to preach this morning. He said, forget those things which are behind you. I want you to do me a favor. Stand on your feet, if you will, today. And I want you to do me one favor. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, just take a look back. Some of you got to take a long look. But take a look back and say, all those things. Remember everything. I'm starting to forget it. Forget who lied on you. Forget who talked about you. Forget who didn't believe. Forget who let you down. Forget who inflicted the pain. Forget who did what they did. Forget all about it. Anybody want to forget? I forget they took my money and didn't pay me back. I forget how they talked about me. Call me everything but a child of God. I forget that in my hardest time, they didn't even check on me. Anybody ready to forget? He said, forget those things which are behind and reach. I'm ready to reach now. Wait a minute. You can't reach until you forget. That's why I told you to look back, because we ain't looking back no more. I ain't turning around. I won't turn back. I won't look back again. Come on and shout glory. I gotta look forward. And I press forward. Anybody pressing? Come on, reach for it. I'm reaching for the prize of the high call that is in Christ. Where is the call? It's in Christ. I can't be in Christ and still be lying. I can't be in Christ and still... Somebody say yes. Be tipping and sipping. I can't be in Christ and not trust him. Somebody say yes. Shout glory. Anybody reaching? I press. Anybody pressing toward the mark? Why are you pressing? I press because the devil pressing at me. So I'm pushing him out of the way. I had an enemy back here, but when I turned around, the devil thought he had me. But God strengthened me that I was able to push. Anybody pushing? Pray until something happens. I'm not giving up. Tell somebody. Say, I'm not giving up. Somebody felt like throwing in the towel, but I'm not giving up. I know I cried last night, but I'm not giving up. I know it's hard, but I'm not giving up. Look like the enemy came in like a flood, but don't give up, because the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Anybody know it? If you know it, say yes. Say, I'm the one that I was down and out, but he lifted me. He picked me up, turned me around. Say yes in here. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We got to do our reasonable service. What did Jesus do? He came down and served the people. Then he died. He served the spirits, went down to hell, preached to the captives, came back to the grave. But on the third day, he got up with all power. Somebody say power. And guess what he did with that power? Gave it to you, and he gave it to me. So don't let the enemy tell you that you're powerless. Let him know I'm powerful. I know you think that you're dealing with a weakling,
But I got power. What kind of power? Not SWEPCO power. Say yeah. Not nuclear power, but Holy Ghost power. Somebody say Holy Ghost. What is Holy Ghost power? It's dynamite. It's power to blow up. I wish I had somebody. It's power to change whatever I touch. Somebody say yes. Do you have power to change your mess? Come on and say yes. Come on and shout glory. I came to tell you that you can change from being a victim to being a victimizer to become a victor. Somebody say yeah. Give him praise. Give him glory. I'm trying to go to my seat, but let me give you an example of the perfect will. It don't seem perfect, but it's the will of God. Joseph was born in Israel's only old age. And the Bible says that when Joseph was a boy, they took him and put him in a pit. They thought they would kill him. So he was going through all his life. They took him out of the pit, sold him to Ishmaelites. He went to Potiphar's house, became the head of the house. They lied on him. Me Too said that he tried to rape him. I wish I had somebody. Oh, glory be to God. But Joseph came out and went down in the prison, came out of the prison, went up to the palace. Now, it don't sound good because it took years. Somebody say amen. It took from 18 years old till he got 30 years old before he saw what God had showed him a long time ago. So all I'm trying to tell you is that don't give up in the first 5 years. Don't you give up in the first 10 years. Just hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He'll pull you out of the pit and you might go to prison, but he'll pull you out of prison and he'll put you in a palace where nobody expected it. Say yeah. Say yes. Tell your neighbor. Won't he pull you out? Won't he open doors? They ain't the doors you expect, but he'll open doors been shut in your face. Won't God do it? Say, won't he, will he? Will he, won't he? Let me tell you what's important, that when God do it, you got to watch how you act to the people that put you in there. What did Joseph do? Joseph had been changed. They didn't even recognize him. But here they were, bowed down to Joseph, like God said. And the Bible says that Joseph started to cry, told everybody to leave, wiped off his makeup, and said, look who I am. I'm the same Joseph that you put in the pit, that you wanted to kill. I wish I had somebody. He said, but I ain't gonna be even. He said, God did it. What you did for bad, God meant it for good. Anybody in the house, tell your enemies, I know you're looking for bad, but God gets the glory. Say yes. I know you thought it was over, but it ain't over till God says it's over. Somebody shout glory. He'll fix you up. I'm just crazy enough. I'm just foolish enough and ridiculous enough to believe that God will. Anybody know he will? Somebody say yes. Tell somebody, I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Is he all right? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. When we do our reasonable service, we'll know his will. Joseph knew the will of God.
That's our example today. He knew the will. He had been through it. He had been through it. His own family. Own family. Didn't believe his dream that God gave him. God gave it to him. Own family. Then his cousins sold him into slavery. Y'all don't hear me. His cousins. His brothers wanted to kill him. His cousins sold him into slavery. The lady he worked for lied on him. Went to jail. The people who he helped in jail, the one that he helped forgot about him. But God will remember you. When people forget you, God will remember. He knows what he said about you. God knows what he said about you. Now, this is for somebody. Why do you keep worrying about what they said about you? I want to know what God said about me. So I need to get in his presence. Present myself. Lord, use me. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Whatever you want to do, God. And when you get to that place, he begin to reveal to you his will. Until you get to that place, you'll be guessing at what God wants for you. And you'll be more into what you want from God rather than what God wants from you. Let me just tell you this. Whatever you got planned in your mind, whatever God got is far greater. However you think it's supposed to happen, the way God wants it to happen is far greater than what you can imagine. And I found out something about God just for somebody else. You know, these are words that's just dropping in my spirit. God don't have to ask your permission, nor do he need your prayer for to bless you. I know you thought you had to pray for God bless you. No, you know what? When he loves you, he blesses you anyway. Pending your relationship with him. Church, if you've been a good bride, a good wife to Christ, any good wife deserves some spontaneous blessings. Y'all hear me? God wants to bless us. Can we position ourselves to receive the blessing? Or will we just keep letting the devil in our mind tell us we ain't worthy? If he keep telling us that it's not going to happen, it's going to take too long, we get impatient, we can't wait. We don't want to struggle. But even if we struggle, know that God is with us. We don't want to struggle. But there is no great achievement that doesn't come with a struggle. Everything that comes easy and free, you have to look, you know, how they call you and say, you just want a trip. Free trip. And it's not. You got to do something else. You got to give them something to get it. Don't trust that. But when God does it, all it costs is your dedication. All you got to say is, I ain't turning back. I surrender. God, I come out with my hands up. And I surrender to you. All that you want to do in my life, do it. Now, having said that, Abraham, you might have to be willing to sacrifice the thing that you love the most. Are you willing to sacrifice the thing that you love the most to show God that my relationship with you is more important than the thing? And look, and he might have blessed you with it. But Lord, I ain't putting it before you. It brings you joy. Isaac's name meant laughter. meaning it brought them joy, made them laugh. It might bring you joy, but will you give it up for God? Will you?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries.